This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A major announcement by U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy regarding negotiations over raising the country's debt ceiling.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
And McCarthy emphasized that the deal may not be absolute. The text has to be finalized and submitted to members of Congress and voted on, which he believes will occur by Wednesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday ordered a stronger border security to ensure fast Russian military and civilian movement into Ukrainian regions now under Moscow control. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Speaking in a congratulatory message to the Border Service, a branch of Russia's Federal Security Service, on their Border Guard Day holiday, Putin said the task was to reliably cover the lines in the vicinity of the combat zone. Attacks inside Russia have been growing in intensity in recent weeks, chiefly with drone strikes on regions along the border, but increasingly also deep in the country, including on an oil pipeline northwest of Moscow on Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of exhausted people are heading home to the world's youngest country as they flee a brutal conflict in neighboring Sudan. There's a bottleneck of men, women, and children camping near the dusty border of Sudan and South Sudan, and the international community and the government are worried about a prolonged conflict. Fighting between Sudan's military and a rival militia killed at least 863 civilians.